Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's tip: prayers, salah, tranquility, and ubudiyyah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about our prayers. We're talking about our salah, our at least our wajib, obligatory 5 daily prayers of the day. And we're talking about tranquility, and we're talking about ubudiyyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, we're all trying to look for a little peace of mind and tranquility and serenity and calm. Unfortunately, in the world that we live in, because these non-Islamic systems and these non-God-oriented systems are prevalent all across the world, we find that these systems, because they're trying to attain their own selfish interests, are in reality contradictory to and in opposition to the interests of human being. Now, you kind of start to think, well, who is it that will delineate and list and explain what are the different benefits of a human being? Well, this is where Islam comes into play, right? And a little bit of a theological discussion, and that is that Allah is the creator. And so the Creator will know best what it is that is in the best interest of the human being. And so it is Islam that teaches us what the best interests of human beings are. And if we look on the practical level and on the ground, we will find that it is Islamic teachings, and it is the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah and the infallible Imams, peace and blessings upon them all, that bring this self-interest of a human being to its peak and bring about tranquility and peace of mind and calm. We look across, you know, the various different other non-God-oriented systems and non-Islamic systems of the world, you will find that people still are looking for some sort of calm and peace of mind and tranquility. But unfortunately, because they are non-God-oriented systems, well, they can't teach you those things that God can teach you. And so people resort to pharmaceutical drugs, antidepressants, sleep medications, and all of these things are incredibly addictive, by the way. Or they have turned people towards quote-unquote entertainment, which is really the poisoning of the soul, or social media and how that is incredibly addictive, as well as alcohol and drugs and fornication, adultery, prostitution, and the list goes on, and it's very unfortunate. When in reality, Allah has clearly delineated all those things that will bring about tranquility and peace of mind to the heart.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we're on the streets of Melbourne talking to people to see just how much they really know about Islam. So what do you know about Islam?
I live in a predominantly white area, so I don't know a whole lot, but I do like to think of myself as well kind of learned in that kind of area.
Very little, pretty much nothing. I know that it's a religion.
Yeah, you know that it's a religion?
Yeah.
Not much, to be honest. I'm not very religious myself, but I know that the public eye is being changed to, you know, look at them differently.
Yeah.
In my eyes, it's, I don't know, it's just a bit confusing. Yeah.
It's a religion?
Yep.
What do I know about it? Yeah, they've got the Quran, which is like their Bible.
Yep.
They got Ramadan. And yeah, I really don't know that much about it, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know that it's a religion of peace, and it's not obviously how the media portrays it to be?
Yeah.
Oh, like the bad stuff, really?
Yeah.
Not really any good stuff about it.
Yeah.
Just what the news shows us.
Yeah, well, that is the negative propaganda that we're here to clear, man. Yeah. So, basically, Islam's just a religion of peace. Basically, we're taught that we're not allowed to kill any innocent people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's completely against the religion. If you do kill any innocent people, you go straight to hell. So, basically, everything that that's happening in the name of Islam is false. So, you know, people would associate anything with, like, anyone they want to, you know. Do you know what Ramadan is?
Yeah, I do. It's the month of fasting.
It's the month of fasting.
I just know it's when Islamic people, they fast for a week, is that right?
A month.
Month, okay. I know, just about that, but I don't understand anything behind it.
It's like fasting or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so Muslims fast for a month. Yeah, so we fast for 30 days, 29 days, according to the lunar calendar, the moon. The Islamic calendar, and we just fast for 30 days. We try to get closer to God and that kind of thing in those 30 days. Do you know where Mecca is?
I believe it's in Jerusalem. I could be wrong.
It's in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
No. I know it's, is it like north or something? I don't know. I know it's in a certain place.
It is actually north, northwest.
Yeah?
But it's in Saudi Arabia.
Mecca is in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Okay, Mecca is a city in Saudi Arabia. It's got the Kaaba in there. It's a place where Muslims go for pilgrimage. You're supposed to go once in your lifetime, if you're able, if you have the means, if you're not, you know, if you don't have an injury or that kind of thing. Do you know if Muslims believe in Jesus?
I think that they don't, but I'm not too positive on the actual truth of that. So,
as I said before, I'm not very religious, but I don't really look into that much. All I see is the propaganda, as you said before, in the news stories. But I don't dive into all the facts behind it. So,
I think Jesus is, I'm not actually sure, but I thought it may be, he may be one of the prophets, or is it?
That is very correct. Yeah.
I reckon some of them would.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not all of them.
Yeah, well, all Muslims are taught that we have to believe in Jesus. We believe that Jesus was a messenger of God, and we believe that the Bible was revealed to him. We don't believe that he's the Son of God or that he's a God himself.
Yeah,
we believe that there is only one God, and there are no partners associated with him.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. And so what we were saying, was that this idea of tranquility and peace of mind and our daily prayers. And so when it comes to our daily prayers, this is something that really does bring us tranquility. Now, sometimes we might say that, daily prayers, salah, wajib prayers, this doesn't bring me any tranquility. Well, the problem most probably is that you're not paying attention, you're not focusing, you're not putting your heart into these daily prayers. Otherwise, these daily prayers, they do bring us this peace of mind, and they do bring us this tranquility that we're looking for. And for example, so, you know, we read the Quran, but we don't read the translation or we don't feel its effects. Well, perhaps we're not reading the Quran with sincerity, or we're not reading the Quran, you know, with attention or focus, right? Otherwise, these daily prayers and the recitation of the Quran, they do bring us tranquility. They do help us to be able to connect with Allah. And it is, and in essence, it is that connection with Allah which is bringing about our tranquility. It's nothing other than that, right? Don't think that the prayers or the du'as and the supplications or the salah or the hajj, you know, or for example, the recitation of the Quran in and of itself, you know, independent is what is ultimately bringing us tranquility. No, these are all means that help us to connect to Allah. So, well, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, we're quite cunning in the negative sense, and we say, well, we don't have to do any of these things. We'll just have a connection with Allah, and that'll bring us tranquility. You know, yes, having a connection with Allah, having a conversation with Allah, feeling close to Allah will bring about a certain level of tranquility. But there's a difference between, you know, a improper dose of medication and a proper dose of medication. And so an improper dose of medication is this regular conversation and this kind of thing that we want to establish a connection with Allah to bring us tranquility. But the proper dose is that dose which Allah, the Creator, has put forth for the self-interest of humanity. And Allah has said that if you want a proper dose of medication for tranquility, that is the daily prayers, that is the recitation of the Quran, that is reading about the history and the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and the infallible and immaculate Imams, alayhim as-salam. This is the proper dose. So sure, you know, an improper dose will kind of get us along the way, but it's not going to help us as much as that proper dose. And that's something that we need to realize. And this proper dose of salah, or for example, reading the Quran, or, you know, having some research or reading about the lives and the manners of the Messenger of Allah and the infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam, this proper dose is what will truly bring us tranquility. And it will bring a long-term tranquility. And it is what will truly cure us, right? Why resort to an improper dose when you have the proper dose, right? So inshallah, this will help us in our ubudiyya. It will bring about tranquility in our lives, inshallah. And like we said, most importantly, it will increase and strengthen and level up our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.